This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Some of you remember me telling you about a minister that I knew years ago by the name of Nofel Staten, who started out as an air traffic controller in the Air Force. After he got out of the Air Force, he became an air traffic controller at one of the busiest airports in the world, O'Hare Airport in Chicago. Nofel Staten would feel the call of God upon his life to go in the ministry. So he went from being an air traffic controller at O'Hare Airport in Chicago to go into the ministry and get trained to be a minister. Went on to become a Bible college professor, seminary professor. Went on to become the president of Hope University in Fullerton, California. God called him out of his background as an air traffic controller. He writes about thanksgiving in a powerful way that will touch your life. Listen to what he says. Thanksgiving means to be filled with gratitude and express it to God. It means to give real thanksgiving to the Lord, and it's one of the toughest things people do in our culture. Here's the reason. We have been trained in our culture to idolize our independence. We've been trained to idolize and worship our abilities and capacities. To give thanks is to admit that whatever's happened is because someone has provided and someone has done something for us. To give thanks hurts our egos. Did you hear that? To give thanks hurts our egos. It's to admit that we're the recipients, not the initiators. Our egos have to give way again. To give thanks is to admit that someone else is the benefactor and the cause. So long, ego. So long, ego. To give thanks is to become humble. To give thanks is to recognize that we are beggars for whom someone has given attention. To realize we are beggars to someone who has given attention. Does that say anything to anybody today? 4 words about prayer. Request, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving. I want to talk briefly about some of the other verses. Verse 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. I want to tell you why that verse jumped off the page to me 2 weeks ago. I was in a service in India when one of the ministers was praying, and here's what he said. God, we live in a land that worships thousands of gods. And he's right, in Hinduism, we worship thousands of gods in our country. But today, he said, we come to you, the true God. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and I choked up as I realized this verse, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He was absolutely right in the prayer. In a land where most people worship thousands, not hundreds, but thousands of deities, he said, today we worship the true and the living God. And then verse 8, I want to focus on that very briefly. I want men and women everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. Old Testament, New Testament, early church praying, people would pray like this. You would have your palms open up to the Lord. And it was like a child, a 2 or 3 year old saying, Mom, my hands are clean. I can come in and eat now. I've washed my hands. So it was a sign of that, but also a sign of humility. Take me up, Father. And lifting up holy hands in prayer was acknowledgement, God's provision, God's everything in your life. And then he says, but I want men and women to do that without anger or disputing. Do you know why that is? This is a brilliant observation on my part. You can't pray when you're mad all the time. You can't pray as an angry man. You can't pray as an angry woman.
Well, this message from 1 Timothy 2 called The Blueprint for Prayer continues and concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.